Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
How come we don't have to do mic checks anymore?
Because I listen to you. I get a lot of coughs and sniffles before I start, so I know the mics are good.
I didn't say anything, so how do you know that I'm... My levels are okay.
We're not interested if we can hear your mic.
Oh. Yikes.
That's audio gold right there.
That mic is good. That one is hot.
Turn my levels up.
Oh, no, you're the king of the sniff police, so I can't.
No. Yeah, well, you got the cat boy over there sniffling all the time, and now we got Stubbs not feeling well.
I'm already starting to get a little itchy over here.
Itchy? The cat makes you itchy too?
Stubbs gonna die.
We'll just keep going.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Just get it over with.
So, like a lot of people, you probably made a New Year's resolution to drop some weight in 2019. Cutting out sugary soda can be a great first step. Maybe you've considered switching to diet soda, but you've read all about the artificial sweeteners and other junk they put in them. Well, zero sugar and great taste is what you'll find in Virgil's Zero Sugar Sodas. Virgil's is an all-natural craft-brewed soda available in six great varieties. Root beer, vanilla cream, cola, orange, black cherry, and lemon lime. They use a proprietary sweetener blend of stevia, erythritol, and monk fruit, and add only the finest natural flavors to deliver a taste sensation that is above soda. Virgil Zero Sugar is available nationwide at Target, Kroger, and finer supermarkets everywhere. To find a store near you, visit virgils.com. Great taste meets zero sugar. Virgil Zero Sugar, it's above soda.
You know, I think we need to have Roach read it.
No, yeah. I thought that was very professional.
Roach needs to do it. You know what? They need to get the in the tops, though, because...
Well, they said finer grocery stores. So yeah. That won't be happening.
Yeah, no, call your local retailer. Let's get them into more stores.
They need to, because I'm out, and I can't be going to Target every time I need it.
Can't you go to Rite Aid?
Target, right in Batavia.
Rite Aid doesn't have the zero sugar.
Oh.
Can we get a change.org petition going to...
Get them to go to
Get them in all stores. Should be everywhere.
I don't care where if they're in all of them, but at least top so I can get it.
That's good. I like the Virgil's.
You guys got to BS some more. I don't have my documents open.
You don't have anything open?
I don't feel good today.
All we do is BS. We BS every time we get on here.
Anybody do anything fun lately?
Sue sent me something. I got us.
Oh, I did have an idea. They're still looking for a host for the Oscars, right?
Ooh.
I'm just saying, throw a hat in the ring.
Hey, we'll do it for nothing.
Well, hold on. Not nothing. At least, apparently, we'll do it for a case of soda.
I'm available. I could do it.
Yeah. Hey, can we wear Virgil's t-shirts to the Oscars?
That's going to cost them at least two cases of soda.
I have a Virgil's t-shirt on right now.
I wore mine the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
You fit into it all right?
Yeah, it's an extra large. I feel extra large.
Yeah, they're not. That's nice. And it's good. It's good material. It's the kind of t-shirt I like to wear now. I don't know what it's made out of.
Yeah, it's nice and soft.
Yeah, yeah. I like the soft ones.
Cotton?
I don't know.
I have never even paid attention to what... I put a shirt on. That's less I think about it.
I don't. No, I'm sorry, but...
No, these... It almost feels like pajamas.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's I like it. It's like pajama.
Some of these younger guys are delicate.
They look at what it's made out of. Look at... Go ahead, look at it.
It's made out of shirt material.
Scope the tag.
What's it say?
You want me to look?
It's cotton and polyester, probably.
60% cotton, 40% polyester.
Nice oh, blend. Yeah, that's nice new blend. Space age stuff there.
I don't know what they do, but it's way softer than a regular t-shirt.
It's straight up there like chinchilla or something. Is it sand? Silk?
But I could guess what's in the shirt. It's pretty normal.
Well, it's not normal. Josh, back me up.
No, it's pretty nice. It's a nice t-shirt.
It feels like a... Like, I agree with what he said.
Maybe there's a higher percentage of polyester in it.
What is Josh shirt for? Like a night shirt?
I know what Sue sent me.
Yeah, I wear like a big t-shirt.
It's like
she
a big...
sent us a whole big article on the danger of Mountain Dew.
Oh, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like to hear the dangers.
Listen to this.
I don't want
to
hear this.
Is there a list of symptoms?
No, no. So this woman from North Carolina.
Wait, let me just ask one question. In there, does it say that it makes you more stupid? Because that could explain a lot.
No, but she says, I used to drink Mountain Dew all day, every day.
Roach?
That was Roach.
That's not me.
Oh, come on.
For those of you who can't see, Roach is having a hard time containing himself over that lie he just told.
So then she had to go to the doctors because she had bad headaches and blurred vision. After a total exam, what the heck? They said she had, basically came down to there's something in Mountain Dew that causes nerve damage and can cause blindness. So they told her she had to stop. She had a CAT scan and everything, and they just said, you have to stop drinking Mountain Dew. And she's better now, but...
Now, just for the record, that's one
doctor's
opinion.
Yeah, I'm
not saying... And that's one person in
that's one. That is not. That is not
exact
science.
I don't think
there's
any proof that was Mountain Dew that did that, either. That was just...
It could just be the massive amount of sugar, too, is shutting things down.
It could be a coincidence with something else she's eating, that she drinks Mountain Dew and something
else. I'll tell you what it's
else.
Good for. You don't get kidney stones.
Well, I did get kidney stones.
I didn't have never gotten one.
Well, then there you go. Must
I don't drink dark sodas or
coffee. Well, I don't drink dark sodas either.
Maybe then it must be mass amounts of nuts. Probably prevents kidney stones, too.
That's a possibility. Nuts are good for you.
I mean, you love your nuts.
You can't just pick something you eat a lot and say, oh, I've never had a kidney. You've never had a brain tumor either.
Well, that's kind of the point, though. That some things are just genetic, and that's just the way it is.
Well, that's what I say.
You can do stuff to help, but...
This was just one of our listeners trying to...
Something was
going to
get
you. Of our Mountain Dew addiction.
If Mountain Dew was taking you down, so was a low-flying plane going to get you
I would love a Mountain Dew right now in a glass bottle.
Me too.
What is clear, though, the massive amount of sugar in it is not good.
Oh, there's no way it can be good.
You know what? You know what doesn't have massive amounts of sugar in it?
They got their plug already.
Oh, okay. Virgil's no sugar.
If you're listening, we want more cases.
I wish Virgil's would come up with a Mountain Dew tasting.
I like the Virgil's because it doesn't have that aftertaste.
Yeah, well, I agree, but I miss Mountain Dew.
So
did
you stop drinking Mountain Dew to switch over?
I don't drink nearly the Mountain Dew I used to. And that is true.
Because he's switching in some Virgil's.
Supplement.
I have to say, we went to Stooges the other night.
Yeah.
And he never even asked for a Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel that something was up with that.
Yeah, I do too.
He was trying to make a show like that. Like,
Show. You guys said something. I didn't say nothing.
No, he was trying to make some point to us.
I knew they didn't have it there. Because it's a bar, and all the bars have Coke. Product.
You know what it was? You know what it was? Seriously? He wanted to try the Stooges. It's a hamburger place.
Oh, it's really
good. It's really good.
It was good.
It was very good. And he wanted to give it a chance, and he knew that if I asked, do you have Mountain Dew, and they said no, he would have been disappointed, and it would have already started the night off bad for him.
Well, and if he ended up not liking it, guys wouldn't respect his opinion. Because you'd be like, oh, this is just a
just
Dew problem.
They didn't have Mountain Dew.
Well, I mean, that's not the only reason.
It was good, though. I liked the place.
Yeah, it was good.
I'd go again.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I got a question for you.
Hey, did you know, but nobody got the waffle fries.
Oh, that's the worst mistake.
I'm not a
Which one? The sweet potato one?
Sweet potato honey glazed waffle fries.
Oh, those are delicious.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh,
much.
That's just stupid.
I don't mind sweet potatoes. Holly likes them.
I'm not a fan of sweet potatoes either.
Stupid.
See, now, normal situation, it's a toss-up for me. Sweet potato fries or regular fries, but these ones are...
See, I think sweet potatoes so got to have brown sugar on them.
They do.
Brown sugar and honey, and then they crack some maple, salt on top.
Maybe I'll try it next time we go there.
See, here's the problem. Like, they make the sweet potato fries, which are actually better for diabetics, but then when they throw the...
So ask for it without the glaze.
Ask for it without the glaze. You might as well have a diet Mountain Dew. See how that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of glaze, I've got a question.
Oh, you're up and ready to go now.
I'm up and running. Yep.
Wow.
Would you rather eat a donut that fell frosted side down in the floor of a taxi, or drink a soda through the spit tank at a dentist?
Oh, the donut.
That's not even hard.
The donut, it's all that
long. It's not hard. They're both awful.
Well, yeah. But one's way more awful than the other.
It depends on how it is, too. The glaze, like...
Is it crusted? Is it
like,
cold?
There's some topping on the donuts that, like, hardens up. And
no, it's not hard. It was a soft frosting, and you can't pick anything out of it. Oh. You have to eat it as is.
There's gravel in there.
Yeah, still rather have that. Rather have the gravel.
The spit tank is pretty clean.
Hey, look at
that. Oh, God, no, stop.
Yeah, it really is. When you go to spit, it's not like you see other people spit in there. Yeah, but
they're spitting blood and stuff in there.
Yeah. You don't see it, though.
Blood.
Well, if you don't see it, that doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, but...
Close your eyes, you won't see the rocks.
Oh. Really, the rocks. I mean, you got to eat some vitamins and minerals, so that's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
got to
be something in there, right?
Pass no, a couple
listen,
your
there's some
system.
Person that just got into that taxi and they had dog crap on their shoes and.
Ugh, that's.
Hey, we know from your dog that it's not that bad.
Well, he enjoys it. That's for sure.
That's awful.
Oh,
that's gross. I don't want either of those.
This one's easy.
Which one you go with?
Taxi.
Can I eat around? Like, I'm a little full.
No, you're eating the whole thing. No, I'm thinking one of those.
I want the bottom side.
One of those donuts with the white cream on top.
Yeah, it's going to be like a headlight.
Yeah, like a headlight. Real soft.
Roach really likes that white cream.
Can I get a Canadian maple cream?
No.
No, they don't make them anymore, stupid.
Hey, we're trying.
Hey, good news there would be, like, the bacon crumbles. You could just lie and say that the stones were more
bacon. There's no bacon on it.
Wait, really?
Not the Canadian maple cream?
Oh, there are definitely some places that make it.
All it is, it's the same as their maple donut that you buy here.
But it's got vanilla cream in it.
Maple cream in the center.
No, it's just vanilla.
Didn't Tim's have one that had bacon on top, though?
There was definitely a place.
Is this a fever dream I had?
No, there was definitely a place that put bacon pieces on top.
It was probably like that Voodoo Donuts or something like that.
You gotta probably go with the donut and hope for the best. Maybe he just got the cab cleaned. You don't know. Could be not bad.
Sam
that
still,
spit tank.
That spit tank, it's all clean, though.
It's clean.
I will say I trust that the spit tank is being cleaned more often than
They're never cleaning it. They don't clean a spit tank.
They clean that every day.
Yeah, you know, they clean it. They turn the water on.
Yeah, they rinse it out.
That's it. They're done.
All right. What if the soda's Mountain Dew coming out of that spit tank?
And it's the only way you can get Mountain Dew.
Right. That's all the only chance you can have it.
Cutting back.
Roach is going to go to the dentist daily.
Why isn't there a Mountain Dew donut?
Why isn't he at the dentist daily anyway with the amount of Mountain Dew that he drinks?
I've had good luck with the dentist.
Oh, my.
I'm loving this Fabio look that Roach
is what is it with the Fabio look?
I haven't had a chance to get... I told you. I tried stopping Friday and Saturday after work and the barbershop was closed.
I think he's growing it.
And I'm wondering if I'm missing something. Like, there's no Shave November. What is this? It's January. Is this no haircut January?
It's January.
I think he's trying to add a little spice in him and how it's
like.
I just figured there's no sense of shave until I get the haircut. You know, it's kind of like a group setup there.
This is what he's trying to do. He thinks maybe if she doesn't think it's him because his hair's longer and he's got a beard. She might have more relations with
her. He'll get more action?
Yeah.
Nice. Is it working?
I just don't have a lot of time. And when I.
That wasn't the question.
That wasn't the question.
Not the question. Nice deflection.
Maybe it's a role play. I mean, he's trying to look like Jeff Bridges.
Okay, we got another question.
I think one night she probably was like, Rose, I kind of like this long hair, and that's it. He's never cutting it again. It'll not. We won't.
It's going to be down past his waist soon.
All right, how about this question
for Roach? That's never happened to me, so if it ever does, I'll let you know.
How about this question for Roach? Holly comes to Roach and says, it's either Mountain Dew or me.
That's not happening.
What's the call?
That's not happening. She
it's all hypothetical.
She already knew about doing
Josh, the deal. The question. Okay.
What else is not happening is finger legs, leg fingers either. But we asked that question. You had
Josh,
to answer.
So. Ask the question to the group.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So what would happen if your significant other came to you and said, this one's coming from the internet. It's coming from Jeff, one of our listeners. Shout out to Jeff.
Grumpy old idiot.
No, he's on the show, Roach. This is a listener.
Jeff the listener.
All right, so Jeff the listener wants to know if... this is coming from Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges wants to know, if your significant other came and said, it's either me or Mountain Dew, what would you say?
I could give up the Mountain Dew, which I already have.
Yeah, I think you give up the Mountain Dew.
I'm not nuts about Mountain Dew anyway, so I'm good.
I give up the Mountain Dew.
So all right, Roach, answered.
He did say he'd give up Mountain Dew for Holly.
Wow.
Let's make it more interesting for everybody.
Oh, good God.
Take your favorite thing and say that.
Roach just did.
You just did.
Yeah, well, Roach is good, but everybody else, I'm saying, has to do this. If the wife said, look, you give up this or... you're not getting any anymore.
Yeah, but what if my favorite thing is the wife?
Well, then you're
she's
okay.
She's not listening.
Yeah, you were going to trade her up for a cousin.
She does listen,
Wonder
by
Woman.
The way.
She says, Jeff, it's either TV or me.
Oh.
I can go on TV, no problem. I barely watch
TV
anymore.
TV wouldn't bother me.
Or no.
Watch the Steelers anymore, buddy.
I barely watch TV.
Okay,
anymore.
So you're not watching the Steelers ever again.
I listen to them on the radio most of the time.
Okay, all right.
For Stub, it would be, listen, it's either me or talking about how you have diabetes. You got to pick one or the
Whoa.
Other.
Whoa. Sorry, Megan.
Outside of...
he can't give up his favorite
What am
hobby.
I going to talk about?
He'd never be able to explain to people why he's...
That's half his personality.
Outside of this show, good. We're fine.
Before I got diabetes, Stub barely talked.
Now I got pneumonia, I think.
What?
We were in the car the other day, and I talked to Kevin. He wanted me to put him on speakerphone because I told him those two were in the car, and he said, where's Shamu and Skeletor?
I'm Shamu, Stub Skeletor, in case you were wondering.
The diabetes has definitely taken a toll on Stub's waistline.
Yeah, well, hey, it's good. Carbs, people. Cut out the carbs. Drink more Virgils. You'll be fine.
Did anybody listen to Grandma on the show?
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to her.
I did.
It was good.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
So I was over there this morning.
She went for another call today?
She goes, I have no idea what she was looking for. She goes, how do I find that number 50 podcast that you guys are on?
She's probably Googling 50.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, because she knew she was on the 50th.
She's probably dialing the operator. Yeah. Hey, operator, can you connect me to a podcast?
She knew that she was on the 50th episode, and so she was trying to find it because she wanted to hear herself. And
was she doing it on the TV?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if she was on the radio. I don't know. She goes, we were looking for that number 50 podcast, and we can't find it anywhere.
Did you show her?
No, Grandpa wasn't around, so I couldn't. It was just her, so I couldn't.
So clearly they've never listened to an episode.
No.
Huh. Well, that's too bad. That was a golden episode. Apparently nobody else listened to that episode either.
I listened to it. It was good.
All right, got a question for you. What's the best flavor? You know, like sweet, salty, sour, bitter. What's the best flavor?
You gotta have sweet and salty together. It's good.
That's flavors. It's plural.
Flavors.
Just
stupid.
One.
About one, idiot.
One. We know it's salty.
Oh, there's also, I did some research on this. There's also a flavor called umami.
What's that? What's the
umami?
Definition?
It's like meat flavor.
What are the flavors?
Like meat, mushrooms, and soy sauce were the examples they gave.
Huh.
Of umami.
Man, it'd be tough if you only had to pick one. For the rest of your life, you can only have one of those flavors.
You'd be pretty bored no matter what you picked.
Yeah, I agree.
Because anything you eat, you got to change it up.
Bitter.
Bitter.
I don't even know why that one's on the list.
Sweet for sure.
Mm. It's so tough because
so much food is you need salt.
That would be bad for your health.
Yeah, well, I'm not the picture of good health anyway.
Yeah, he has a choice. He can pick something else, and then he doesn't have the sweet.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
I'm going to Unami, because then I can have steak all I want.
Unami.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't think that was what Josh...
Tsunami. He's taking Tsunami.
I'm going to look it up here.
I don't even know what it is, so...
Well, steak flavor?
You just said it's meat and mushrooms and...
Is it onions, too? I like onions.
It's a category of tastes in food corresponding to the flavor of glutamates. You know, glutamates.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my favorite best friends are glutamates.
I'm trying to find it here. All right, so examples they have are mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
Fermented fish.
Don't like that at all.
That sounds good.
Cheese.
Yeah, I like that.
I thought steak was on there.
Cured meats. Oh. Soy sauce.
Cured meats, so not...
So this sounds like flavors, not flavor.
I'm just telling you what it says here.
Sounds pretty
diverse.
Then
you almost got to take that one, because then you got a bunch of options.
It's very diverse. It's a little
I don't
different.
Want the fish one, though.
Oh, I don't like sardines? Ooh, that's good.
You two got to sit closer together.
You don't like sardines?
No, terrible.
Ooh, I like them in the hot sauce. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, you two need to be closer together.
No, we really don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Well, we will be when we start filming.
Can I sit in this room?
Next podcast, I got to get Sawyer to decorate our studio for us.
I got a question from Ben. Ben from the internet.
Ben? Oh, one of our listeners, Ben from the internet.
Huh? Ben from the internet.
Yeah. He wants to know how long or when is the latest you can wish somebody a Happy New Year and have it be acceptable?
3 days after New Year's.
He said, since you guys are the personification of social etiquette... I'd like to hear your thoughts on...
He's a listener.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of sarcasm there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd like to hear your thoughts. How late into the new year can I wish someone a Happy New Year?
I'm saying 3 days.
Oh.
Where do you come up with 3 days?
Yeah, why 3 days, idiot?
3 days. How late can somebody wish you a happy birthday after your birthday?
I think right up till the end of January.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's pushing February. Somebody says Happy New Year's in February.
That is how it works.
I was kind of... We were out at a restaurant the other day, and I was like walking out of the bathroom, and somebody else was walking in, one of the people who worked there, and I held the door open for him, and he said, "Oh, thanks, and have a happy new year." And it took me a minute to process like what was going on.
Yeah, that's too long.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
See, I think you go January.
I think you could go to the end of January. I think ideally you want to get it in that first week after the new year starts. But
3 days.
Now, by that logic, though, if you're saying a month later, that means like two-thirds of the way through January, I could roll up and say, hey, Merry Christmas.
No, that's a different
holiday. No, that's different.
I feel like
holidays count the same.
Merry Christmas ends at Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is over. It's over.
New Year's
is a whole year. You got a whole
fucking
year.
Well, in that sense, in October, I could say, hey, Happy New Year's. I know we're 10 months in,
but see,
how you
doing? That's what we're debating. At what point do you go, no, that's too far?
I think all holidays, 3 days.
Five
is the most.
3 days
go.
After Christmas, I don't want to hear, hey, Merry Christmas.
That's, I don't want to hear Happy New Year's 3 days after New Year's.
Well, then
guys,
I won't tell you.
It's hurting me on like a deep, deep psychological level. But I have to say, I think Roach is like 100% right on this one.
Yeah.
Roach is wrong. Roach is totally wrong.
Roach is right.
Let's say you ran into a friend of yours you haven't seen in a long time, and it happens to be the 20th of January. Yes. So you can say, when the guys leave, you say, hey, I hope you have a good year. Have a happy new year.
I would never do that.
I think
I would say, too bad I didn't see him 17 days earlier.
About 10 days is the right number. And the reason I say that is because you might have some coworkers or that go on vacation right around Christmas, New Year's time.
Stupid. I think it's the same for every holiday joke. So the 20th of February, you can say, Happy Valentine's, honey.
No, it's not the same for every holiday because
it is the same.
A holiday ends. But if you see somebody late January who had a crappy year the year before and you haven't seen them, I think it's totally okay to go, hey, Happy New Year, too. I hope, like, you know, hey, I hope you have a good year this year. Last year sucked.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good year. Happy
New Year. Go to their house.
I think 10 days works.
But you're
not
saying, hey, Merry Christmas. Christmas is over.
Yeah.
So is New Year.
Stupid.
Well, now
it isn't. The year goes forever.
If I could kill him right now, I would, but we'd have to drag him down the stairs.
So with that logic, you buy a new car after 3 days, it's not new anymore?
Now that's my logic.
Well, that's dumb.
I would say, I think to make it easier, 1 week after or 2 weeks before. Because then, like, within 3 weeks, you're always in the range of a holiday. You've always got something to say.
Yeah, and somebody comes back to work after they've been on vacation, and you're like, oh, hey, Happy New Year. Glad to see you. How was your vacation?
It's
yeah.
June. Why are you wishing me Happy New
no,
Year?
No, he didn't say June.
Not June.
He didn't say June. And with your dumb logic.
No, he's right.
You can't. You don't say Happy New Year to somebody 2 weeks before the New Year.
There's a song. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They're
different.
Doubling down.
Different.
That's at least, if by your logic, if you stop saying Merry Christmas on Christmas,
I'm saying,
you are at least a week out of New Year's and you're singing that
your
song.
Your logic is okay if it's somebody you're probably not going to see until after. But if I see somebody I work with, well, I can't use that because I won't see him until after the New Year. But if I see somebody I know I'm going to see on a regular basis, I say, hey, Merry Christmas. I don't say Happy New Year because I know that's another week away.
Exactly. See, now you have something to talk about later.
I say Happy Holidays. I try to be all-inclusive.
I just think those are two different things.
Exactly.
Christmas ends at Christmas. The New Year goes all year.
Right.
Now, so you can wish someone a Happy New Year anytime.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll wait. I'll remember that.
Hey, Roach.
This summer. Happy New Year.
No, he didn't say that.
He said it goes all year.
It does go all year, but he's saying it goes all year, but I think if you want
to
be
end of January,
correct,
you gotta
by the end of January, you shouldn't have to say that.
And it goes down as January goes along, the occurrences you would have to say it anyway.
I don't say much anyways, but.
I wish you wouldn't say anything anyways.
All right, let's take a break. We got to get paid here.
I need some cold medicine.
Yeah.
What are we going to do if we only got 60?
60,000 listens? Yeah, I don't know. What are we going to do?
We're
on the air.
We're getting the love seat for Roach and Grumpy Old Man to cuddle on.
I love
Roach.
Dr. Phil has a podcast now, and he's promoting it on his TV, and I'm thinking, how can little guys make it anymore? All the famous people.
You can't. I mean, it's almost impossible.
I hate people.
Well,
I really do.
Yeah, like Dr. Phil needs more money.
Here's a couple problems we have. We're not good. And two, nobody's listening. There's no way to get it out.
How good we are, because even if you thought, Dr. Phil's boring, who cares what Dr. Phil's doing? He's bringing on every big superstar, show.
You can't compete against
that. You can't compete against
that. But there's no way for like a show like ours for us to get the word out.
Hold on, guys. I got an idea. I'm on Google.
Uh-oh.
Celebrities who really need cash.
Dr. Phil would not be one of those.
No, I'm just saying we find.
No, we hire them. Is what he's saying.
We hire them to do our podcast.
Maybe we
celebrities
should just
who are in a lot of debt.
Maybe we should just start emailing celebrities and asking them if they want to come on our podcast.
Yeah, because they're gonna.
Well, then maybe they won't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe a bunch of them will. You know, say hey. I was going to Medina, New York anyway. I'll pop in.
I was on my way. Yeah, that Dr. Phil's in L.A. somewhere.
You could be a call-in guest.
So everybody's out there.
Call-in.
Call-in
guest. I agree with Roach.
I hate people. I just hate people. Like, you said it. Dr. Phil needs more money. He's doing is he's putting little guys out.
Yeah, I agree.
Little podcasts like this are going, we can't compete with that.
Hey, that's
so
how it is with rich
this
people. They just stomp down the little guy.
I hate him.
You're making him out to be the Walmart of podcasts.
Who, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, I'm sure he's got more listeners than we do.
You know,
I mean, it's close, but
yeah. Number five on this list is Gary Busey. I think we can pull a Busey.
If you could get Busey on the show, we'd do all right.
Gary Busey would be a hit, I think, on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So right. Email him.
Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin did a few movies.
Charlie Sheen, I'm sure. Nick Cage.
Charlie Maybe Sheen would be entertaining. Cage on here. Charlie Sheen would be entertaining.
I'm still going Gary Busey okay. all the way.
These opinions about these celebrities are not our own. So cite this article.
This is from debt.com, so I'm sure it's legit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I believe Gary Busey. I'm believing that one.
I believe Charlie Sheen. You should tell him he's making good financial decisions.
I'm going to email Gary Busey and say, look, you start... You come on, you be one of the four fat guys.
We'll give you two sodas a week.
You can turn your career around.
What are you going to offer him? What are you going to pay him?
Got an extra large publicity
of being on our show. On his career.
I'm offering. All right, yeah. I'm sure he's on it. He's on it, yep.
You join us, buddy, and things are going to start changing. Because
then on one of those, like, those E! Shows where they talk about, celebrities and their rise and fall.
Yeah.
That we'd be like two-thirds of the way through
Hollywood stories. Yes,
we'd be two-thirds of the way through the story. It's like Gary didn't think things could get worse. And then the four fat guys showed up and turned his life around.
I think it would be a success.
That would be funny.
We got any questions or something?
Right, so do you guys want a dumb question or one that you think
need a question.
All right, here we go. We're gonna get a little philosophical here. Would you rather be hated or forgotten after you die?
What kind of hate?
You know what?
I don't think either of them matters. Yeah, me either.
Don't give a crap. I'm dead. Who cares? Next.
No. I'd rather be hated.
Why would you rather be... You'd rather be...
At least be remembered.
Infamous?
At least be remembered.
Well, then you better start thinking about being a serial killer, because what else are you going to do? I'm not sure you can handle the workload there. You get caught in your first attempt.
I could set a Guinness Book of World Records record, couldn't I?
For what?
I don't know.
How long can you stay
in bed? There's a question.
What's the record for staying in bed?
What is there anything that the five of us could do to set a record? Guinness Book record.
I'm sure there's anything?
We need to get one. There.
Like it has to be some eating thing.
No, we couldn't even win the eating. We couldn't. We're such losers. We couldn't win that.
No, yeah, we definitely could not win the eating. Anything eating.
You got to come up with a category that they don't have, and then we could be on there for a week or two.
Yeah, because we're not getting like longest poop. That one is. Yeah,
no, there's no chance there.
You'd have to scour it to try to find some. Crazy.
Can they measure how bad something smells? Because maybe we could have like the stinkiest room.
If there's
something.
A smellometer,
yeah,
we could.
Yeah, that's we might what I'm be saying. Able. To. We have like a shit pot right here, and we just drop them right here.
Oh, I was thinking more like Man Week.
Oh well, yeah, that's
not a communal shit bucket where we record our podcast.
Yeah,
Man Week sounds better than that idea.
That war crime that you just came up with,
prison camp situation.
I will tell you this: if that was the situation, the show would be done, or at least you'd be finding a new producer.
But there's nothing. I mean, you'd have to come up with a category they don't have,
most Virgil soda drank in an hour.
We might be able to do that.
That one's not in the record book yet.
Yeah, but if there's not a record yet.
I don't think there's a record.
We'd be the first ones.
Huh?
We'd be the first ones to do it.
Like they did
We'd
four.
We'd have to convince
Guinness
Book of Records that this is legit. We got to do this. And then we just do it and be the first ones in.
When I was a kid, a radio station, somebody stay on the Ferris wheel for so long?
We could do that.
At Darien Lake?
We're good at
it. It was like a radio guy on the Ferris wheel.
And then when you come down past, people just throw us some subs.
Time out with that. What do you do if you got to take a dump?
There's something in the rules for that. I remember it. You get like 15 minutes every 10 hours or something.
I think that's bullcrap.
No, you should.
I'm just telling you.
That's where you should have to have the bucket.
This is starting to sound like Stubb just wants to poop in a bucket.
No.
He couldn't poop in the bucket in the mountains.
I'm just saying, what kind of a record is that if you can...
Well, you would make it 10 minutes.
I got to go to the bathroom. So then you get to go...
You got
to,
like, save up that time. It takes, like, a day to get, like, on a half an hour or something. Then you can jump out and go to the bathroom.
And then you get a half an hour to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's bullcrap. That's not a record.
I didn't make the rules.
I mean, that would be like saying I'm going to hold my breath for the longest time, but every minute I get to come up and breathe for 5 seconds.
The longer
seconds.
I save my breath, the more time I get to go, oh, wow, this is nice. I can breathe again. And then I go back under again. And then you he held his breath for 5 days and 39 minutes, whatever. And you go, oh, yeah, oh, wow, that's incredible.
Well, I was thinking dumb. I could do that one. I could be on a Ferris wheel if I get to go off and go to the bathroom.
Well, sure. Who couldn't do that? Who couldn't break that record?
Well, that would be like saying who can, you know.
It's a long time. I mean, it's like 3 months or something. You got to be on there.
That would be like on Man versus Food. He's like, all right, I'm going to eat a 40-pound hamburger, but I'm going to do it a quarter pounder at a time once a day.
Yeah. Like you do that challenge of food, but you can take a half an hour break to go puke and then come back and eat some more.
I think we could set a record for most time spent being completely sedentary.
All right, what is the record?
All right, what about most recorded podcast shows?
I don't think we can make it.
What's the record for that? Oh, geez, there's major podcasts that are well over 1,000. Okay, well, how about the most without listeners?
Or what if we just start turning? I mean, we're recording 50 minutes at a time and saying that's one show. We'll just start doing 30-second shows every week. We got 100 episodes.
Yeah,
plan back to back.
I think we could talk for 30 seconds, no problem.
Yeah, it'd be no less entertaining than it is now.
Speaking of entertaining, last night went and saw Escape Room. Good time.
Is that a movie or?
Good time. Yeah, it's a movie.
I haven't seen the commercials.
I mean, you know the whole escape room fad, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody.
We
goes
just did it for
fad's
reals.
A good name.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for this? Your stupid Ferris wheel.
Oh, man.
I can break this record.
We moved on.
Well, I'm breaking this record right now. I could break this.
I mean, you're on a Ferris wheel.
48 hours and 8 minutes. That's the record, and every hour he got a 5-minute break.
See, that's what it was.
That's a wild thing to say that you need a break from, too.
1 hour on a Ferris wheel, you need a break?
Every hour, according to Guinness Records, allowed him to have 1 5-minute break every hour.
So you could go pee. 5 minutes isn't long, though. You really got the porta potty right there designated for you.
That's a stupid one. That's dumb.
Hey, we'll do a summer podcast and we'll break it as a podcast.
We'll live stream it for 48
hours.
48 hours,
we're just on this.
See, I think I could break that.
I could break that, too.
And we won't get off at all. We'll stay on the whole time.
We'll just have a bucket.
Okay, stop with the bucket there.
That's a real record right there. We'll tell them, look, we're not doing this unless it's for real.
I think it's just coming around, poop in a bucket.
As we're coming around the bend there, we just hand off the full bucket and get a new bucket.
No bucket breaks.
No. We hand it as the thing's
moving. We keep it. We fill it.
Wait a minute.
I say we just pee off the thing, and I hope roaches sit on the car under me.
Wait a minute here. Stuff couldn't poop in an outhouse in the woods with no one around.
Exactly.
He's pooping out a bucket in the same cubicle as us?
All he was what, 2 days?
Yeah.
I could do that without a problem. Well, I don't even need the bucket.
What's the longest freaking bucket?
I don't need a bucket.
Oh, that's a question.
Did he get to eat? He got to eat, right?
He got a freaking 5-minute break every.
Yeah, they just give you food. He can
every
eat
hour.
You go.
While you're off on the warfare, it'd be enjoyable.
I'm okay. Let's set it up.
We could do Man Week on this.
We could get some publicity for the show.
Oh, 45 days is the answer to Roach's question.
Ooh. What?
45 days, longest time someone's gone without pooping.
That seems medically...
No. Oh, yeah. She ended up in a hospital.
Oh, okay.
There's
that wasn't by choice.
The picture that goes with it is of, looks like
keeper?
Six doctors doing surgery.
Oh. That wasn't by choice.
No.
Oh, okay. No, I think we could break the Ferris wheel one, and I would say, no, we don't need 5-minute breaks. That's bogus.
You know what else?
I'll take the 5 minutes. I gotta go get some onion rings down there. There's stands right there.
You just tell Holly to go get them,
They also have the fried
when
mushrooms.
When you're coming around, she gets here, Roach. Here's your onion rings.
He can't do that because he chose the Mountain Dew.
No, I did.
You know what other record we could break? The hula hoop record, because we'd put it on and it wouldn't fall down.
Yeah, I'm not breaking.
Just walk around with a belt for the rest.
I would
of
love
life.
To see Roach do the hula hoop.
Me too. That should
that
be
I
on
would
the
pay
YouTube
for.
Channel.
That's not good for my sciatica.
Can we? That's what something we should. We should do stupid stuff like.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not doing that.
What, that would be funny.
I don't even want to sit next to you.
I'm going to try to go to the bathroom on a pot. We'll get my big bucket over. No,
what we should do is just find records that we think we could beat really easily.
You know
that like, one? I'm not like kidding.
Most Virgil Soda drank in 1 hour while wearing slippers, and then we go, all right. I drank
only
five.
Slippers.
No, I don't think that's good.
That's a good
YouTube.
What is with you today?
That's a good YouTube.
You have cold medicine in you right now, and you're a little.
That's good YouTube episode.
He had
right
too much
there.
Benadryl or something.
You know, tell us before you take NyQuil the next time we record.
Hey, did I ever tell you my brandy story when we went to Florida? So we went to Florida, and we drove, and we had Sawyer in the front, who was maybe 8 months old, 9 months old. And Brandy was in the back of the truck with her brother, Billy. And I think...
Those were the good old days before Josh.
I heard
this. It was good old
days. Yeah. Jeez. I got
and it was Josh. I think then. Josh... I don't want to say his name because I don't know if he knows the show or not. But went with us. So there was three of them in the back.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Billy's friend, Josh.
So Brandy is knocking on the back. Now, we've taken like five pee breaks. And
I remember
so we're driving, and she's knocking on the back after another, you know, half an hour, and I point, and I gotta pee, you know, because they're in the back in the cab, and we're in the front,
right?
Which is probably even illegal to do now.
You drove like that all the way to Florida?
Yeah,
holy cow.
Three people in the back of
the '90s.
Did you have a cap on the truck?
There's a cap on the back.
Okay, all right.
Still, I don't know if I'd like that. That would have been
it's
rough.
Illegal now. I'm sure
we did that. When we went to the mountains to paint the cabin, me and you were in the back of the truck, and Jeff and...
I don't remember. I remember going to paint the cabin.
I do remember going.
We had your white truck.
Yeah.
And Ryan came with us. He was like, what, 10? And
we had to put him in a seat, didn't we?
Yeah, he was in the front seat with your dad and Jeff, and me and you were in the back.
What the hell kind of...
I barely care. I don't remember any of that. But so anyway, so Brandy's knocking, and she does it like six times. Then she writes backwards so I can read it in the mirror. Piss. And then... So I was like fed up. I said to Bronwyn, I don't care if that bitch pisses herself back there. Well, as it turns out, she had a bladder infection. She couldn't help it.
Oh, my God. What did she do? Did she pee
She was trying to pee in a bottle and all kinds of things.
Oh, and how much worse did you make it by forcing her to hold it?
I'm sure it does. That's not good.
And I get the rap for being mean.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that.
You got to know my relationship with my sister-in-law. She's here as much as my wife is most of the time.
That's good.
All right, here's a question for you.
Wait. Back to our YouTube videos, though. What we need enough listeners to write in, you know, all five of you, to tell us how much you want to see Roachy Roach and the Grumpy Bunch rap.
Oh, that's happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That is not happening.
Have you
started writing the rap song?
How many likes do we need? How many retweets do we need to make it happen?
A million.
A million? Yeah. All right.
Have you started writing the rap yet?
I'm going to.
You got to hit.
I'm going to get us a million retweets.
I'll do it if Roach does, while he's doing his portion, he does it with a hula hoop.
I'm not doing it, so.
You won't do it if we get a million.
No, I'm not doing it. I just said after that, and I'm lying. I'm still not doing it.
A million retweets. You know how hard it is to get a million retweets?
I don't care.
Wow.
It might be impossible to get a million retweets. I don't know if anybody's... Has anybody ever gotten a million retweets? Josh, come on. Look it up.
Oh, somebody got a million retweets.
Oh, I know for sure they did.
A million retweets? That's a lot.
Somebody did.
Most retweeted tweets of all time.
Here we go.
I don't know. I think that's a...
I mean, we've had 500,000 in some of our...
Let me tell you what. You're not even close. The number one tweet of all time has had 5.2 million retweets.
Yeah. Oh, 5.2 million.
I don't know what the heck it means, because it's all in, it looks like Japanese.
Japanese?
Yasaku Mizawa. Zozo Town, lots of characters, 100, lots of characters. That's it.
Huh. I wonder what it's all about.
Well, how about, does it have the American one?
Nope.
I know. I can tell you what it says. Watch out, Godzilla. We tweeted it because Godzilla's attacking.
Alan DeGeneres has the third top tweet of all time.
Yeah, that's the one from the Oscars, right? Where she fits like as many famous people in one picture as possible.
3.3 million.
Wasn't there a Obama tweet that beat that? Of him and a couple of little kids?
Well, she's got the third most. So
second place was Carter Wilkerson.
Who's that?
Who the heck is that?
I don't know.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Man, you're supposed to know this stuff.
Oh, you guys about a guy. It's a guy who said he wanted... he said, "Yo, Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets?"
The Nuggets
said,
guy.
Wendy said 18 million. And so he retweeted that picture and just said, "Help me, please. A man needs his nugs."
Yeah. And he got a boatload of retweets.
It's like 3.5.
They still ended up giving him free nuggets.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's right.
Heck, that's great publicity for them.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think it's right. They gave him a score and he didn't meet it.
Yeah. That would be a lose. You lost.
And Roach gave us a score, and we're going to meet it. And
he reneged already.
No, he's got to follow through.
No.
We get a million retweets. You're rapping.
No.
Oh, he's rapping.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can make me.
Grumpy old man's going to rap with you.
I'll rap with you. With the hula hoop. You got to do the hula hoop, though, I said.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Naked.
See, even before that, I was going to say YouTube's probably going to turn it down if it's naked. There's definitely going to be a content restriction.
Why would YouTube turn it down? I've seen some stuff on YouTube.
We'll be looking
You haven't seen that. You have not seen that stuff on YouTube.
We'll be looking at PornTube or what's the one?
All right, not naked, but how about if he wears a Speedo?
Oh, yeah.
That's almost, there's something about that is almost worse.
Like a Speedo and his Weeblow hat.
Do we have a question
a
anywhere?
Speedo, like a United States flag Speedo. Yeah. Like.
And then just like that, what do they call it? Like the neck thing?
No, you know
thing?
The thing.
The badge, the merit badge.
The merit badge.
No, you know what a Speedo should say? It's right at the top, it should say, "I'm with Tiny," and have an arrow pointing down.
Unprovoked.
Say hello to my little friend.
All right, we got time for one more question.
All right, so would you
can we get a firm agreement here before I put it out on Twitter? A million retweets.
Yeah,
the rap is happening.
I will do the rap. You get a million retweets.
I mean, that's one of the top 10 tweets of all time.
That would be top.
A happen, Roach. Just agree to it.
I'll agree, but I ain't gonna do it that either.
Whoa, the hate storm that is a brewing.
Oh yeah.
Roach won't be able to get to all of his social media accounts because he'll be trolled.
Yeah, so it'll be awful.
All right. So in this question, you wake up with something different every single day. Would you rather wake up with your face being different every day, or would you rather wake up with the same face but a completely different body type?
Oh, I think different face.
So there would be days that I could look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
With your head. With your head. Yeah. Your exact head, but then one day you're a like super jacked bodybuilder. Second day, you're like 7.5 feet tall.
Third day, you're 850 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's either normal or Schwarzenegger every day. I'm in.
Yeah. So what do you want? You want to...
Yeah, I'm switching the body. I mean, what's worse than what I got?
Oh, there's a couple. Have you ever seen that, My 600 Pound Life?
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
No, you're not very close.
I'm working my way there.
You're not close.
I take the face.
See, but then you think about the face. Then you got to go around every single day and try and convince people that you're you.
Yeah, every day you're like...
You get pulled over driving your car and you turn in your... license.
Either way, you're explaining something every day.
Well, yeah, but I feel like something, I don't know. I feel like I look at more people's faces to figure out who they are.
Yeah, like you, if your face changes.
You know why I'm picking that one? I'm going on in roach mode. I'm going to rob places.
At 11:35 every day, yeah. Go and rob some convenience store.
Right. That is true. You can get away with some shit.
You know what happens? You got some big important event or something that you're going to. You wake up that morning.
Hitler face.
Could be worse.
What big event does he have going?
I don't go to that big event.
And all he has to do is shave the little mustache off.
What if his daughter's getting some big award for something, and he's got to show up with Hitler face?
Do you know my daughters?
Yeah, they're not. The award they're getting may be a local / regional award.
The only thing I could find bad about the face thing is one day I wake up with... Like, who's that? Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ryan Gosling.
You make hay.
And now my wife is in love. The next day son of a gun, he's gone.
Yeah, but
I lost him.
Oh, now he's Busey. He's gone full Busey.
Another one will come around.
Back to me. Now he's me again. Shit.
Another one will come around. It'll be somebody good again.
There's a lot of ugly, too, in this world. There's a chance every day.
Hey,
this is not good.
It's a new man for her every day.
Roach is trying this in real life right now.
Yeah. What do you... Yeah, he's got with the new look.
There's
right?
a lot of bad face. What if you got Jeff's face? People have come to yell at
everybody
all the time.
Gets lucky.
Miserable son of a gun.
No, it'd be... The bad part is, you know, what if you wake up one morning and you're, you know, some wanted criminal face?
You lay low.
You just stay in the house.
I mean, that's it. All of us are retired.
But you don't know, though. There's a lot of wanted people that you'd have no idea. And you get pulled over in some routine traffic stop. And
so worst that happens, they throw you in the clink at noon. You stay in jail till morning.
And the next day,
you go,
like,
what the frick am I? Why am I here?
I don't look like any of those
faces. You're like, what are you doing?
Why'd you arrest me? And then you sue them.
Oh, listen. See, I thought the face one was an obvious no, but...
I think I'm going with the face one, too, because the body thing, I mean, I don't know.
It'd be kind of fun. Every day would be like the Incredible Hulk. You'd go to bed one night skinny, and you'd wake up the next morning, and your clothes would be bursting at the seam.
You know what would be nice, though, Josh? One day I wake up, and I'm Shaq. I got Shaq's body.
That would be good for me.
I'm going for morning basketball with the teachers. Yeah, it'd be a Saturday morning. I'd wake up. I'd have Shaq's.
You just get his body. None of his athleticism there, pal.
When you're
almost 7 feet tall, you don't need much athleticism.
You don't need much.
Especially not with the crew we play.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to get in your car to get there.
I
would pay good money to watch Shaq drive the Prius.
Plus, I wouldn't have shoes, and you know, I get the body. I don't get all the stuff that comes with it. I don't have the shorts.
You'd come in wearing stub shorts on Shaq's body. There wouldn't be basketball. We'd all go home.
I wouldn't have basketball shoes either. You know, that body thing could get expensive for you. You'd have to have a wardrobe of clothes for every.
The obvious choice is face.
Yeah, you got to go with the face.
You guys convinced me. I thought.
Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
Broach it.
I'm still going with the body. I think there's a lot of comedic value to be had.
There is.
That's how I get famous on YouTube. Every day I post a new vlog of me with a different body.
I mean, it's just gonna be you saying as me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, I'm a little taller.
People are tuning in to go, oh, what does he look like today?
This is me today.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
See ya.
All right.
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, the Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.